I don't know about you, but fraternal correction is hard. It's hard to give for me personally, and it's hard to receive. It's hard to give fraternal correction personally for me because I really don't want to upset a person, especially if it's a person that I care about or a person that I know. I hate to use fraternal correction upon someone because I'm afraid that I'm going to destroy that relationship. But also, I don't like to receive fraternal correction. I don't know about you, but I don't like people to tell me what I do wrong. Like my mom, sometimes she loves to correct me, but she does not only correct me one time, she tends to go on and on and on and on and on and on and on to make sure that I know exactly what I have done wrong. And sometimes she pulls my previous mistakes to make me know that I screw up. And sometimes I stop listening, blah, 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 blah. Like, so, obviously, sorry, Mom, if you hear this, but, you know, that's not a good way to do it. And I also tend to, back in the past, have corrected people out of arrogance because I think I know the truth or I think that I have the truth. And perhaps what I have to say is right, but I didn't say it with charity and with love. I was willing to slash out someone for the sake of righteousness, but it was false righteousness because I wanted to be righteous myself. So fraternal correction is hard because it is an art. It is an art that requires discernment, and it requires the reflection before we say something. Oftentimes nowadays, especially with social media, when we don't like something, immediately we go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or whatever, and we hide behind the screen and we slash out the other person. Mean. Have you read the things that are on the internet? They're memes. And they're vicious. And sometimes these people are themselves, quote unquote, Christians. And it's so easy for us to do the same thing. Hide behind something and slash out someone, even though it's, quote, right. But we have to ask ourselves, when we do fraternal correction, do we say it out of love or not? And if we say it out of love, have we really sit down in order to pray about it yet or not? There are two things that I want you to really think about. When a situation or someone have wronged us, are we reacting to the situation or to the person, or are we responding to the situation or the person? If we are reacting to them, of course, we're going to be moved by raw anger or emotions and feelings. But if we are responding to the person or situation, meaning we need the time to really calm the heck down. If we're not calm, then we really did not talk from the bottom of our heart. We simply talk for the sake of talking. And when do you think you and I talk and we're angry, does the other person listen or not? Probably not. So ultimately, we talk about ourselves. When I hear confessions in Vietnamese or in Spanish, I always say this, especially in Spanish. Cuando usamos las palabras enojadas, tu esposa o tu esposo o tu familia no quiere escuchar. What does this mean? When we use words that are angry, that come of gossip or of anger or enojada, I don't know how to explain that in English, but like words that are not nice, the other person would not tend to listen. So we ultimately speak of ourselves and for ourselves. So it's very important that we do not react, but we respond to every person and situation that present himself, herself, or itself to us. And that takes the heart of the Lord, the heart of patience. And we have to will the good of the other person. This is what's important. If we have to correct someone, we have to will the good of that person. We have to say to ourselves, if I'm doing this, if I'm correcting someone, if I say the truth, am I willing the good of that person? Am I willing to give that person room for repentance, for conversion, for love? Or am I leaving no exit? Or am I belittling someone? Or am I hurting someone for the sake of my own self-righteousness? And that's hard. And that always goes back to our intention. What are we willing? What is our intention? Are we doing all things out of love and in love, or only for the sake of our own self-righteousness? And for me as a priest, I don't know about you, but many times I hear in the confessional, especially during Advent or Lenten, reconciliation services, there are people who haven't confessed for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. And some of them came in and they said, "Father, I stopped going to confession because a priest belittled me. He told me that I'm going to hell and I'm up to no good. And that hurt me and I never came back to confession." And in those situations, what I always try to do is, number one, apologize for my brother priest who was a jerk. And I always go and say, "On behalf of the church, I am sorry, and God loves you." When a person is willing to bring him or herself to the confessional, it already takes a lot of humility. And again, I told you in the past, and I'm going to tell you now, my job in the confessional is not to judge you. My job in the confessional is to reconcile you with God. That's it. Because behind the screen is a sinner, and I am also a sinner. My job is not to condemn you or to judge you. My job in the confessional is to reconcile you with God. And of course, that comes with certain stipulation, because there are sins that I cannot absolve. And if I cannot absolve you of that sin, then I will tell you how you and I could work overcoming those sins. But you will... I promise you this one promise, that I will never treat you as a jerk or turn you away in the confessional. Because that is important. That's where we receive God's mercy. And that's where we come in as a sinner and come out as a person who is full of hope, because God has forgiven us. So my brothers and sisters, if we really truly believe that God has forgiven us of our sins, are we truly acting out of mercy, or are we acting out of our own righteousness? If God has been merciful to me, then heck, I better be merciful to my brothers and sisters too. That's what all three readings today is trying to invite us. I am Vietnamese. I love my culture, but there's one thing about my culture that I do not like. And I'm going to tell you right now. They love to gossip and criticize other people. Don't we see that in small town called Bourke-Bonnet? I hate that. And I dislike that a lot. And that's why you will never see me entertained in gossip. Because you and I have seen the other side, where we have been hurt by those words. We hurt each other through gossips a lot, and it hurt even more than sometimes instruments of mass destruction itself, because words hurt. My brothers and sisters, sometimes I love my Vietnamese culture, but they love to analyze and criticize every single one toward the things that whenever someone works in church or at church, they start to say, "Oh, this person doing this and that, or he or she could have been doing better." Then my question always with them is that, where have you been when I needed you? It's easy to criticize someone. It's easy to be an outsider, to always think this and that. And it's happened to the Hispanic culture too. Huh? Every time I go hear confessions, it's always a telenovela telling me, "Oh, what have caused me to sin? It's never my fault. It's always my husband, my wife, my 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 vecinos, my in-laws, my son-in-laws, my all this who caused me to sin, but never me. It's easy for us to say everyone else caused me to sin. It's the president caused me to sin. It's politics that caused me to sin. It's my neighbor caused me to sin. And then over and over again, we will say like the philosopher John Paul Sartre, my neighbor is hell. And I hate to live that life, don't you? So we need to ask ourselves, what are we looking in this life? And if we have to use fraternal correction, how are we using it? Are we doing our everything and out of everything in love and through love yet or not? St. Paul said clearly today in the second reading, owe nothing to anyone except to love one another. For the one who loves another hath fulfilled the law. And he continues, love does no evil to the neighbor. Love is the fulfillment of the law. So if you and I have to use fraternal correction or help someone to return back to the faith, we better use love. And we better use love with patience, because we have to will the good of the other person, even if we have to reprimand, or even if we have to say the truth. We need to say all things in love and through love. Therefore, let's go back to that one point. When a person or a situation presents itself, himself or herself to us, are we reacting or are we responding? Second, if we are responding, then we need to take time to reflect, to pray, to meditate, and to respond with love and in love. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I'm asking you, if there's a person right now that you and I know from the bottom of our heart that we might need to correct or might need to reconcile, may we do those things and mend those relationships, not with our own self-righteousness, but with love, with patience, so that we welcome everyone back into the church, so they can taste the same mercy that God had given you and I, so that in that mercy, we understand who we are and we grow in the love that God has for us.